It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thoughts on George Pickens and that situation? 412-928-9370. Played 34 of 57 snaps. Was watching from the sidelines when they're desperately trying to win a game. He's by far their best and maybe only legitimate wide receiver option. And obviously something is afoot. When Mike Tomlin says there's no underlying story, I guess he is right. It's not underlying. There's an obvious story, right, Bob? There's an obvious story here going into this
week. I mean, there has to be. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me unless you're benching the guy or taking snaps away. Snap management is like a new word, a new phrase.
He compared it to Cam Hayward. He compared it to a 36-year-old defensive end or defensive tackle, whatever the hell you want to call him. He's comparing it to that? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense that way. It doesn't. He is your one legitimate offensive weapon at wide receiver for now. That's it. And you got to figure out ways to scheme him open and deliver the ball to him. He should not be on the field for 34 of 58
snaps. I agree with that.
Or 57 snaps, whatever it was.
Easier said than done to scheme him open when you have no alternate weapons on the outside. None. I mean, that'd take a lot of scheming. He's got to make plays too, by the way.
Well,
he's had chances to make plays.
How many catches did Freiermuth have, just out of curiosity? Got the shovel pass for the
two,
touchdown.
Maybe
two.
Yeah.
I mean, these are guys that we talked about as being principal parts of this offense.
Yeah.
And yet the targets and the receptions don't add up to that point.
By the way, Bob, just to fill in a blank here before we get to Kabali on George Pickens, Captain Ahab was the guy in Moby Dick, and apparently at the end he gets eaten by Moby Dick. So not many of us had a worse ending than the Steelers last night, but apparently Captain Ahab did. Yes, Limits?
Yeah, you know, drowning inside of a whale's mouth would probably be a bad way to go.
All right. Kabali had the binoculars trained on George Pickens on the sidelines. What did he see? Here's Kabali with the morning show.
Either he thinks we're stupid, which, you know, could be the truth, but my goodness, you think we're going to buy this one? That we're just trying to, you know, limit his reps, sort of like the 38-year-old defensive lineman just had his groins ripped off of his pelvis area. No, there's something going on here. I mean, I don't know what. I'll tell you what part of the game was very fascinating to me. I might have missed an entire quarter, but the binoculars on the bench watching George Pickens was very entertaining. And it reminds me of the time of I used to do that with Ben and AB when they would just totally ignore each other, the strangest thing ever. Then they would come back on a Wednesday and say, yeah, we're just friends. You guys are just making up stuff. No, I saw you not talking to the quarterback, the receiver at all. That's not the case. Terrible body language. Throwing helmets. And I'm not going to say specific names here, but this one time, and I was just shocked, he went over. Was not happy that he was probably not playing, sat on a bench next to a player. The player immediately got up, walked two benches to the right, and sat next to the punter.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. I was like, whoa.
Interesting stuff. Yes, Bob? And apparently didn't talk to anybody in the locker room after the game, reporters.
Well, I don't like that look. I mean, I don't like that look either.
And just
at
left.
Some point you have to, you know, man up. You're in there. People have questions, answer the questions. Bob, it's not that hard to do.
A lot of teams stayed away from George Pickens in the draft. Are they going to be sorry that they did? Are they already sorry that they did? Because he has been productive and has helped them win games. Or are they going to be proven right someday? Tomlin really bristled when he was asked upon drafting Pickens, what about the red flags? And he essentially said that was all bull crap, all made up stuff. No problems with this guy. I wonder how he feels today, because he just benched him last night, and Kabbali's right about that. That was a ridiculous explanation. Let's hear one more time what Tomlin said last night as to why his best, his only wide receiving threat was on the sidelines watching the Steelers desperately try to win a game.
You know, we just wanted to kind of minimize his reps in an effort to get more productivity. You know, we just trying to rep manage in terms of the totality of the big picture. He wasn't less of a focal point in terms of our intentions of what we wanted to do offensively, but we did want to cut his reps a little bit in an effort to get higher quality play, just in general.
Again, that's the most
euphemistically
described benching in NFL history. And he was less of a focal point. You know why, Bob?
Because he never had any snaps, or
because he was watching from the bench.
But, and that's the thing. Who was it yesterday? There was a receiver yesterday, I forget who now, had 22 targets in a game. It was so late last night, and I can't remember who it was. Can you look that up for me?
Well, I'm sure
City Limits.
I'm sure there are
somebody
a lot of people.
Had 22 targets yesterday. So maybe it was somebody from Minnesota. I can't remember who it was. 22 targets.
Is it Jamar Chase?
That's
maybe?
How.
I don't know.
That's how you get someone involved in a game. If you really think he is the kind of guy.
So it sounds like you blame them more than him.
I don't buy that explanation. It doesn't make sense to me unless you are putting him on the bench. And if you're putting him on the bench, how do you get more productivity? The answer would be you're motivating him through anger, through
playing
time.
Did he make plays when he was asked last night?
No. In fact, again, I'll go back to last week. He fumbled at the 5-yard line. He dropped a touchdown pass. And yesterday, 3rd and 4, he dropped what would have been a first. Or at least he should have made the catch, in my view. Go ahead.
It was Garrett Wilson with the Jets.
Garrett Wilson.
That's right.
The Jets. 22
That's right.
targets.
Yeah. So I guess whose side are you on here out there at 412?
Could be both.
928-9370. Somehow it sort of falls under the umbrella again of who, from top to bottom, who do the Steelers think they are? None of these guys have ever even won a playoff game. like maybe one, like Cam was part of one 15 years ago. Like they haven't won a playoff game. They have this vision of themselves as like the game everybody circles, the special game on their calendar. You're going up against the Steelers. If the Steelers weren't wearing the uniforms they wear, they're just a garden variety, slightly above middle of the road franchise and have been for a long time now. They don't win big games anymore. They don't. They haven't won a playoff game in 7 years. They haven't come close to winning one in 7 years. And if you're sick of that phrase, they haven't won a playoff game in 7 years, I've got one I'm much sicker of, and that is, did you know Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season? I don't care about that. I really don't. Because, as I mentioned earlier, Bob, the two great ironies of that, yeah, he's never had a losing season, but he has a losing playoff record. He's 8-9. He's never had a losing season, but the number one reason for that is that they had a losing season a long time ago under Bill Cowher, and that brought them Ben Roethlisberger, who is the number one reason why the Steelers are on this non-losing season streak. Not even a winning streak, a non-losing season streak. I don't care.
And the problem is it lands you in the same place every year when it comes to drafting, too. And if you do have an opportunity to upgrade it, you know, if you're looking at quarterbacks, and who knows, next year at this time they may be trying to find somebody in the draft, you're going to be in a position where you're going to have to move up somehow, some way, give up a lot to be that person, to be that team. That's hard to do it from the middle of the pack. It always is.
I'm so disappointed in this defense. You and I both had them pegged as possibly the Steelers' best defense since 2010. And these past 2 weeks, they've just gotten shredded. just shredded through the air, pushed around on the ground.
The ground was more disturbing to me. That always makes me more disturbed, because if you shut that down, you should have opportunities in the air.
Oh, and we could go across the board. Cam did not have a good game. Ogunjobi had one tackle. It seems to me he's often the guy who makes one very noticeable play in a game, but really isn't that effective. He had one tackle. Benton, to me, has been, I thought he was going to emerge as a star this season. He certainly has not. Patrick Queen, disappointment. Obviously, Watt is great. Nothing more needs to be said about him. And then Minkah. He has not been great. He's been far from it. Right?
No, he hasn't made a game-changing play. And if you're going to describe Minkah Fitzpatrick, his best attribute is making game-changing plays. And we just haven't seen it at all. They brought in a safety who I think has outperformed what people thought of him in Deshaun Elliott.
Yeah.
He's given them an opportunity to put him back in that role that should make him available to make game-changing plays, yet the numbers when picked on or thrown to are not good. He's given up a large percentage of passes down the field. He's late getting over covering some guys, and I don't know if that's a communication between the cornerback and him or whatever, but something's not right there, and it needs to get back.
Collinsworth alluded to the idea of Minkah guessing wrong a lot last night, and he's just not having a good season. He's just not. And I never doubt Minka's pride and his willingness to sacrifice his body. He made a brilliant play at the goal line against Prescott that almost resulted in one of those fumbles off the pylon type deals. But he's supposed to be an elite center fielder. That's why you paid him the money. And nothing is happening, and nothing has happened for a long, long time with him. But this defense is a profound disappointment these past 2 weeks. And now they're going to face an offense that doesn't have a quarterback, a running back, or a receiver. Other than that, the Raiders are pretty lethal, Bob.
Well, but that's, again, though, if we look at the last two games, Joe, what have you seen? You've seen teams that have had massive amounts of injuries to key players.
Yeah.
And yet they dictated terms of the game against
the
Steelers.
Which tells me the Steelers are getting out-coached on multiple levels.
Right. And so, therefore, if you look at this, you know, Antonio Pierce had that team ready to play. Whether or not it results in a win or not, I don't know. They're not that good of
a
team. The roster's not been that good. But I've seen them go out there and lay an egg, in, you know, when it was in Oakland or whatever. The Vegas Raiders. Now, last year was a difference. They had a couple of big plays in that game. But whether or not they're going to go and win this game depends a lot about strategy, depends a lot about execution of and trying to take advantage of what the Raiders do badly. And there are a lot of things.
Everything. They just got blown out by the Broncos, and their team is falling
apart. I'm telling you, Bo Nix is going to be a good quarterback.
You were right about that, too, Bob.
So far, but it's going to take a little bit of time. But
the Raiders have fallen apart is the bottom line there. But it hasn't even been a full calendar year since the Steelers got absolutely carved up by Gardner Minshew, if you remember that game. Remember that game, Bob?
I remember that game. Yes, I do.
Now, I don't even know if he'll be the quarterback, but if I was Antonio Pierce, I would say, yeah, you had pretty good success against them last year. Same way, too. Hokie was in here talking about this the other day. The way to beat the Steelers, and you shouldn't be able to push them around, so that's obviously one way to do it because teams are doing that now, is quick passing game.
Yeah.
And you know what, Bob?
And you take Watt out of the game, essentially.
Quick passing game. That's what happened. That's what Flacco did, and that's what Dak did last night. You neutralize their pass rush. Not totally. You'll take a couple hits and almost some ruinous plays, like the fumble last night. But by and large, you turn that into sort of a de facto run game. And then on top of that, if you can actually run the ball, then you're in business.
Well, just remember, the Raiders went to Baltimore. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And beat them. And they beat them by doing a lot of good things in the run game, first and foremost. So,
and Max Crosby came back yesterday and had a sack. Two sacks.
Yeah, he did. So a lot of people thought he wouldn't be there when they played, but he is. I don't think that's going to be an easy game. The Steelers are currently favored, I think.
And no, it won't be an easy game.
No, none of them.
We've already mentioned several times today that the last time the Steelers went on the road anywhere and won by more than one score was in Jacksonville in November of 2020. November of 2020. Think about that. And it plays into this idea that is, you know, a paradox, is we're going to make this a slugfest, a slogfest, a mudfest, and we're going to find a way to win at the end because we're the Steelers. Is that if you win more of those than you lose, but that's the only kind of game you play on the road, is that a feather in your cap or a detriment? Because you know that long term, it's not going to work. They've also gone on the road for their last how many playoff games and have been systematically destroyed every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, slow starts, every single one of them.
So it's the good news and the bad news is that the Steelers are going to go out to Vegas and play a close game. That's the good news and the bad news. When you seek that, when you practically manifest that, yeah, you'll give yourself a chance to win a lot, but you'll also drag the other team into having a chance to win every single time, no matter who the opponent is, even if it's the crappy Raiders, who, as I've mentioned, don't have a quarterback, a running back, or a receiver, and just got blown out by Bo Nix.
Go figure.
And so Tomlin's going to keep them in the game next week. I'll tell you that. He's going to keep the Raiders in the game too.
Right. They'll talk about road atmospheres, although it'll be mostly Steeler fans, I think.
Hostile environment, Bob.
The hostile won't be
How
so
many
hostile.
Cowboys it'll fans be, were there last
I,
night?
Like, I'd have to guess 15-20%. It wasn't like it was with San Francisco. They were visible.
Not even close. Yeah. I mean, at least where I was at 105, there were Cowboys fans.
You right. were at the game last night?
Corey, yeah, I told you I was at the game.
You didn't tell me that.
Did you see
Snoop Dogg?
I did see Snoop Dogg.
Did you see him?
I fist bumped Santonio Holmes on the way to my seats.
You did?
And I saw Mel Blunt.
Santonio Holmes had more catches than Pickens last night.
I was walking through the hallway.
So did Snoop Dogg.
I saw Santonio Holmes, and we made eye contact, and he fist bumped me.
How about that, Bob?
How about that?
Huh?
He can tell I recognized him.
He didn't pat you on the shoulder and just continue to talk to somebody else while he was doing it? No. Okay.
That's what Bob does to me when I see him in public places. Tell me what happened in the crowd. What was the crowd reaction? Were they bitter about anything in particular? What was going on out there?
Well, the crowd was very much amused by me talking about the Mike Tomlin clock management in the last 20 seconds. They got a kick out of that, but it was probably 20% Cowboys fan. Yeah. It was not even close to the takeover that San Francisco was.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a buddy that flew in from L.A. that was at the game. So a lot of the tickets that were sold that were outside of Pittsburgh, some of it were just traveling Steeler fans. But no, the crowd was a good environment. Like, it got loud.
And it seemed like it in the fourth quarter.
Ninth most attended Steeler game in Acrisure Stadium history, Heinz Field. So good crowd, lively crowd.
What did you do during the rain delay? Drink?
I just literally stood in the FedEx Great Hall and just sat there for a while and then walked around and met my buddy on the rotunda.
That was incredible, Bob, wasn't it? How the rain was just pouring down the stairs.
It was one of those weird things, just one line. And I wondered about that at some point. You know, I thought if this continues, because the lightning is a big problem, the rain not so much.
Yeah.
But when you have lightning and that many people in one area, you have to really be mindful of that. And I think Jimmy Sacco and their staff did a very good job with that. But if it continued, I was wondering, for another hour,
what
would they have done? Would they have just keep playing,
I think. You just play. Yeah.
The NFL has on occasion moved a game to a Monday night. kept teams in that city. It hasn't happened very often, but it has happened. I'm just wondering how late the start time would have gotten before they would have said, you know what, we just can't do this. So,
text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, to bring this little segment full circle, would you guys pay George Pickens after the season, knowing what you know now? I realize there's a whole season to play out, but sitting here today, would George Pickens be a guy you'd give $50 million guaranteed dollars to and 80 or 90 or 100 overall? Because I can promise you that's the kind of company he thinks he should keep.
You're talking about like $25 million a season?
I'm talking about wide receiver money. Not the biggest money, but secondary stars.
So not Ayuk, but a little bit below that.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Would you pay him that money?
Right now, I don't think I would. I'd play it out throughout the rest of the year.
Bob?
No.
Well, no. Yeah, I know. It's going to play out the rest of the year. They're not going to give him the money now. But what, knowing what you know now, do you want this guy long term on big money?
No. No.
Wow. No. I can't say it any simpler than that. He has to show me a lot more than what has happened. Whether or not it's the game plan, whether or not it's the quarterback, whatever the case is, he needs to be, and he cannot make mistakes like he's made. And he cannot be in a situation where apparently the head coach wants to not play him as much. That's not a good look, and it says a lot about him and them both.
What does it say that Tomlin can't even admit that he benched the guy?
I don't know. I don't know how.
Why take it so easy on him?
Because he's a player's coach, Joe. We can't offend the players.
Well, and it's his job.
Yeah, but
it's his job to bring out the best.
Snaps away from people, and that's the one thing that no player wants is to have fewer snaps.
It's his job to bring out the best in these guys. It's his job to get the best out of Pickens. And Pickens has helped them win games. I mean, I'm still...
And he's a freakish talent when it comes to doing certain things.
But I'm still leaning toward yes. Who else do they have?
I would say, okay, yes, but you're talking about money. Let's play this out. Let's say he has four touchdown catches and, you know, pedestrian numbers across the board. Not what you would have expected from him going into the season.
Yeah.
You're going to double down on that and give him the kind of money that the market says a guy like that deserves?
I'm almost painted into a corner here because Omar hasn't gone out and gotten anybody else. They literally have no one else. And let's not pretend George Pickens hasn't been productive. He has. Now, I know he has no touchdowns this season. I'm talking career-wise. He's made big plays to beat people. He beat the Ravens on a catch last year. He's put up some numbers. I think he was first or second in the NFL in yards per catch last season. Feature him more. And both things can be true. He needs to grow up. So if the fear is that he never will, then I get you not wanting to give him that kind of money. I do. It was annoying to me when before he had ever done anything in the NFL on the sidelines in Atlanta a few years ago, he was bitching and moaning for the ball. Do something before you've
right.
earned
you gotta earn it.
That
you have
right.
to earn it.
You're taking up Cam Hayward's time during a game where he feels he has to come over and address George Pickens in the middle of a game when the kid's 22 years old and is demanding the ball. Get out of here with that, honestly.
Well, that's a big part of it, and that's one of the reasons why there were people in the draft who talked about red flags.
Yes,
and
they did.
You know, they
and Tomlin bristled at that. How dare you talk about red flags with Pickens?
Yeah, so... Listen, he has an amazing amount of talent. Somehow, some way, the numbers have got to start reflecting that talent. They cannot be what they are. If you look at this team now, for the last 4 years, you know, do you remember the time when Ben Roethlisberger and they're often saying, we're trying to get to 30 points a game? Remember that?
Yeah.
When they were talking about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what their point totals have been for the last 4 or 5 years?
I mean, they're 1 point and a few yards ahead of Matt Canada through five
right,
games
through
that
five
he
games.
Had his last five games.
Do you know what?
They fired people for
their
this.
Their best season in the last five, how many points per game do you think they averaged? In their best season
that
in the
was
last
the,
5 years.
That was the 12-0 start season?
Yes, but even then.
Probably 23?
20.
Yeah.
20.2.
20.2 that year?
Yeah.
Are you sure, Bob?
2021, is it 2021 we're talking about? Is that the year? Or 2020?
2020.
I got to go back and look at 2020 then. I thought 20.2 was 2021. It's gone down ever since the last 3 years. It's up by a morsel this year
through
five games.
But I mean, based on last night.
If you didn't know who was the offensive coordinator, who would you have thought it was?
Based on last night, they made Matt Canada look like Bill Walsh.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's got to change.
Third and eight at the other team's 28, and they run a pitch out to a substitute teacher.
You like that.
I mean, that's what they did. The guy's a third or fourth string running back.
I mean, there were two plays.
He was a substitute teacher, wasn't he?
He was, yes, in California.
3 weeks ago or a month ago or something.
There were two plays in the fourth quarter, though, that just completely disturbed me with the ball going right off of George Pickens' hands on what would have picked up a first down.
That's the one I keep talking about.
And Van Jefferson, also, right in your hands. Catch the ball.
That's been horrifying. And what has he done so far?
Nothing.
What happened to Scotty Miller? At least he made one play.
Well, both of those guys played for Arthur Smith, and he probably had something to do with them signing here.
I keep hearing about Arthur Smith and tight ends, how it's a tight end friendly offense.
Yeah, but
maybe because
it's a tight
he spreads
end for blockers.
It out. Right. Maybe because they spread it out among 60 tight ends. But last I checked, Kyle Pitts was bordering on a bust there for what he was supposed to be in Atlanta. And now Freiermuth has okay numbers, but it doesn't really seem like the type of offense where a star tight end flourishes either.
And this guy Brandon Johnson wearing 89 last night, channeling his inner Gunnar
Olszewski.
He made
a nice play, yeah.
He has more catches than Roman Wilson this season. He has played more games.
Is Roman Wilson going to get a hat at any point?
Yes,
when?
He has to. Again, I'm to the point now where he's been healthy, he's practiced. If you're going to penalize him for being hurt during preseason, sorry, it's time. They invested in him. They thought he was good enough. He was a guy who was a go-to guy for McCarthy last year in Michigan, where they had virtually no other offensive help and a wide receiver. Absolutely. He plays this week, and he plays a lot.
Is Pickens on the verge of a Martavis Bryant-like social media eruption limits? Have you checked his social media today?
Is
anything going on there?
I'll
Instagram?
Monitor. Not yet.
X? Whatever else he might be on?
Anything deleted? Did he take Steelers out of his bio?
Bob, are we on the verge of a George Pickens social media eruption?
I want mine, period.
Remember that from Martavis?
I don't want to wipe clean anything. Just play football.
Are we on the verge of a Mr. Big Chest video where he's throwing himself passes in the backyard like Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura? Remember he would throw himself a pass in the courtyard there?
Yeah.
And run into the hedges. Remember that?
Maybe we're going to have frozen feet. Who knows? So we could have a lot of different things happening.
As we speak.
I'm free with the Raiders. Remember that?
As we speak, George Pickens is in a hyperbaric chamber. Bob, I don't know, man. This thing's brewing. This thing's boiling. And the fact that Tomlin just couldn't say, I benched him, is a story unto itself, I think.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're going to have to look at that comment, and there's no other conclusion, really.
None.
It doesn't make any sense to say that you're trying to get more production, yet less play.
What he said there, if I were to translate it, is the reason why you often bench somebody. He was on the sidelines in order to get his head back in it and to get him motivated to help our team. How else do you read that? Wonder Twin, can we hear that one more time, and then we'll get to the lines at 412-928-9370 on Pickens.
You know, we just wanted to kind of minimize his reps in an effort to get more productivity. You know, we just trying to rep manage in terms of the totality of the big picture. He wasn't less of a focal point in terms of our intentions of what we wanted to do offensively, but we did want to cut his reps a little bit in an effort to get higher quality play.
And Tomlin
just in general
was asked to follow up on this as well, and this is what he said.
It's no different than we minimize some of the snaps of D linemen like Cam Hayward and so forth, man. It's just about snap management. It's no underlying story, to be quite honest with you.
What?
Yes, there is.
You're talking about a 24-year-old kid versus a 36-year-old.
Maybe he's right. There is no underlying story. There's an obvious story with, you know, a massive headline on it. So it's not underlying. It's a story. Right?
Yeah, I think it is, just because of who he is. Just because George Pickens is supposed to be the guy in the wide receiving game.
412-928-9370. Bob and I haven't even done a report card or a trip around the league.
But that's coming up.
This is incrinculant. Let's take a little trip around the NFL, because everything that happens in the AFC is obviously pertinent to the Steelers. And there was an incredible game in Cincinnati yesterday. And a lot of people right now would probably peg the Steelers as the third best team in the AFC North. And they might not be wrong. All right, Ron. Let's go to the Good Feet stores, Bob. Do you miss Ron today?
You just called me Ron.
No, I was. That's an old saying.
No,
all right, Ron.
No, you called me Ron.
No.
No, you
I intentionally did that.
You called me Ron.
Come on. Well, I miss him. Do you, Bob?
Yeah, I do. I worry about him right now because he's down in Fort Myers. And
I know.
I talked to him last week after that other hurricane, and now this one looks even more catastrophic.
I know.
So I hope everyone down there is doing well and definitely evacuate. This is not a joke with these amazing storms that come in at Category 4 or 5.
Do you see the Buccaneers are going to New Orleans like already? I think they're going tomorrow and just avoiding the entire situation and just getting out of the city in time just in case.
Wow. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.